welcome to another edition of Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to the show in Auckland on Planet FM on Wednesday, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Kapiti Coast and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday. And welcome to all our listeners tuned in on Planet Audio across New Zealand and other parts of the world. I'll be here for the next hour. We'll bring you the latest news from Ireland and plenty of good music. And up first tonight, we're going to have Mary Black. Great interview with Mary Black with Oliver Callan, nearly an hour long on his programme on RT Radio last week. So if you get a chance to listen back to it, it's well worth listening. But here is Mary with a beautiful version of The Rose of Alan Dale. Oh, the sky.
Sweet rose of Alan Dale. Sweet rose.
Mary Black, one of the great folk Irish folk singers, and toured here on a number of occasions in the early 90s. She's kind of winding down now. And speaking of Christy Moore, she performed with him on many occasions. Christy's sold out all his concerts in Ireland in November, December and January. Well, as I'm recording this program here on early on a Wednesday morning, the two candidates in the Irish presidential election, Heather Humphreys from Fine Gael, Catherine Connolly, are preparing for the debate that might change the direction of the election. The election is taking place on Friday, and at this stage, Catherine Connolly is well ahead in the opinion polls. But if you go back to an election 14 years ago when Sean Gallagher was about 14 points ahead of Michael D. Higgins, the last debate, well, there were seven candidates, studio debate and RTE, there was a question put to him about fundraising for Fianna Fáil. Of course, he was running as an independent candidate, and he denied it, and a tweet came in and said that he did. And literally, that tweet ruined his election campaign, and Michael D. Higgins won. And later, RTE, he took RTE to court, and they had to apologise and pay him compensation. So he came out the other day, and he's backed Heather Humphreys, but it's got very nasty between the two candidates over the last week. Catherine Connolly, she's an independent TD at the moment. She was a barrister in her previous life, and there was accusations made against her that she represented banks who repossessed homes of people, and then she went into Dáil Éireann and she criticised the bank. So Heather and the Fine Gael party have kind of attacked the work that she did, and it's backfired a bit because barristers in Ireland, here, anywhere, it's like cabs on a cab rank. If you're waiting, you take to get a cab, you take the first cab that comes along. So same with barristers. If there's a particular case given out by the courts, if you're the next barrister in line, you've got to take it and represent them. So it's not sure whether the mudslinging that's gone on will derail her campaign, but it's certainly not good. But we'll know anyways on Saturday, but only because there's three candidates on the paper. Jim Gavin, the Fianna Fáil candidate, is still there. In the opinion poll that came out last Thursday, he was on 15%, Heather was on 22%, and Catherine Connolly on 39%. So I'm not sure there'll be another poll published tomorrow before the election on Friday. But we give the result here next week. Now I want to play a special request tonight for a lady that passed away last weekend, Anne Reynolds, originally, and well, Renan from Roscommon. Passed away in London, and she's the last of the Mulrennan clan to pass away, and come down here on many occasions, and the pleasure of meeting her on many occasions to visit her sisters Molly O'Keefe and Kit Conway, and brothers Paddy and Mick Mulrennan. And of course, Paddy never missed this program, and I know Johnny's son listens every week as well. Paddy's anniversary will be coming up on the 5th of December, died in 2021. And so we send our condolences to the Mulrennan family and to the Reynolds family in London. I know this broadcast will get over to them, thanks to John. And I just thought of the song that Paddy used to love hearing, Brendan Shine, Where the Three Counties Meet, Longford, Westmeath and Roscommon. So we play this in memory of Anne Reynolds, who passed away last weekend.
Shores of Loch Rea on a beautiful midsummer's morning, looking over the lake as the waters break by the hills in the county Roscommon. I left from my home in the town of Athlone on my way with the three jolly pigeons. It was near Castle Town. On the road they sat down. I looked over the beautiful Shannon. Everybody sang, Loch Rea, Loch Rea, where the three counties meet, along Longford, Westmeath and Roscommon. As I strolled round the banks by the heather and peat, where the memories I've never forgotten. ¶¶
amongst timber and concrete. I must name me a map for to follow life's lamp. I first up the dear place of my home. If God grants me grace, I'll return to that place. And the sunset of life has come o'er me. Once again on these shores, like a bird my heart soars, as I gaze on the beauty around me. Lough Ree, where the three counties meet, Longford, Westmeath and Roscommon. As I stroll round the banks by the heather and peat, where the memories I've never forgotten. Lough Ree, where the three counties meet, Longford, Westmeath and Roscommon. As I stroll round the banks by the heather and peat, where the memories I've never forgotten.
Brendan Shine, and I might have mentioned the first time I went to a dance at the Sound of Music Club in Glenamaddy in 1976. Brendan was the band, and he packed them out. He's still going strong. Great accordion player from Athlone in the county of Westmeath. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We're just on a domestic front here. You might have heard the news in New Zealand yesterday. An Irish company called Dawn Meats, thereafter taking over 65% of the Alliance meat processing group, which is predominantly based in the South Island. They got shareholder approval here on Monday. And it looks like once the government rubber stamps it, this deal will go through, an investment of $275 million. So a huge investment by Dawn Meats. They started off down in Waterford, but they're one of the leading meat processing companies in Ireland, and they have worked in the past with the Alliance Group. So I'm sure this will get rubber stamped, and a great, obviously, investment by the Irish company. I think the last time there was a big investment by an Irish man controlling a big company was when Tony O'Reilly and Heinz Company bought the whole Watties Group back in about 1993. And I think they paid about $500 million for that at the time. There was five or six divisions of the company, but it was the first big major sale of New Zealand companies. And speaking of Alliance and Tony O'Reilly, tomorrow the former Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jim Bulger, whose family came from Goree and Wexford, will be laid to rest. I know Jim's funeral takes place on the Kapiti Coast tomorrow. Grew up in the King Country, originally from Taranaki, farmed, and I had the pleasure of meeting Jim on many occasions, and he joined me on the Irish programme here in Ireland Calling. You're listening to on a few occasions when he was Prime Minister. And he, after retiring from politics, he went and he was the New Zealand ambassador to the United States for 3 years. So I know that his farewell tomorrow will probably be a huge event. And the funeral is online on Thursday. You can Google it there and watch it. And lovely man and father, I think, 9 children. And Joan, his wife, just very down-to-earth people. And Jim, very, very proud of his Irish connections. We take a song called Old Galway Town by Michelle Lally next.
nostalgia in a square.
Your Old Norway Town by Michelle Lally is kind of a bit of a Christmassy thing there, where we're not far away. Now the countdown has started here. You can see all the decorations, of course, coming up to Halloween. And this weekend, the clocks in Ireland go back. So there'll be a 13-hour time difference. So when it's 9 o'clock in the morning here in New Zealand, it'll be 8 o'clock the night before in Ireland. Breaking news coming out of Ireland tonight. A Garda van has been set alight at a City West protest in Dublin. Over 2,000 people have gathered outside a Centre for International Protection Applicants at the City West Hotel. According to this breaking news story here, the atmosphere is tense and angry with chants of get them out. Terrible, and there was sad news the other day. A young Ukrainian boy, 17, that had just come to Ireland, literally on Tuesday, he was murdered on Thursday. And images of him came out at the weekend, a beautiful young man that fled the war in Ukraine. And he was in a house that was run by Tuzla and, you know, temporary accommodation in Donnymead, just the north side of Dublin, where there was a tragedy a couple of weeks ago where a man killed his daughter and then killed himself, Polish man. And this is a kind of a normal working class part of Dublin. And this was a house, there was all these international protection young people there. But a 17-year-old Somali man has been charged with the murder of this young Ukrainian man. So it's a terrible tragedy for the family to have to go through. And I mentioned last week about a man that was killed, a 40-year-old man, father four in Donnerail in Cork, postman in Mallow. And he was laid to rest area this week. And sadly, three people, 20-year-old man and two other teenagers, 16 and 17-year-old people, charged with his murder. So pretty awful situation there. And there's been some gruesome murders in Ireland. I was talking to somebody during the week and, you know, they're just saying it's like it is here. There's a massive supply of drugs. So some of these events, I'm not saying that one, but some of these events are what you call it, maybe related to drugs. So it's pretty tough times for that poor family of that father of four. And I think one of his children did speak at the funeral. Of course, the continuing war or ceasefire in Gaza gets a lot of publicity each day in Ireland. And thankfully, that spell of bad weather improved last week. So the weather is quite good over there as people come to the end of October. This time we're going with John Shane. This is a long song. I think it was on the Late Late Show, but it's he's got a poem to introduce it, and he's with a number of other singers called Raglan Road. Ball's Bridge, I know it well. A song written by the late Patrick Kavanagh. And that was called Raglan Road. Let's touch on sport at the moment. There was a lot happening. And of course, on the rugby front, the countdown is down to the All Blacks Irish match in Chicago on the 1st of November. Of course, Ireland created history there in 2016, beating the All Blacks for the first time. But worrying situation for Irish rugby at the moment. Andy Farrell picked his team last week, or squad, for the November series. He picked 21 players from Leinster, 4 from Munster, thinks it's about 5 from Connacht and maybe 3 from Ulster. So we had the big game at the weekend in Croke Park, just over 51,000 people, Munster against Leinster. Nobody gave Munster a chance, even though they'd won the first three games. Everybody thought Leinster, with all their Irish players coming back playing after the Lions tour to Australia, and they would be too good, especially in front of the huge crowd. But Munster, they've got the fight back in them, led by former Chiefs manager Clayton McMillan. And they, unbelievable, they were 7-0 down after about 3 or 4 minutes. And they came back and they scored 31 unanswered points. And they, and Munster, literally, or Leinster scored a try in the last move of the game, which they converted. So the final scored 41-14. But outstanding display by pretty much all of the Munster players, but Tony Ward's man of the match was Tadhg Byrne. Tadhg had a massive Lions campaign, and this was his first game back, and you certainly want him playing well against the All Blacks next week. And Crowley, the Munster out half, there's a big debate between him and Prendergast from Leinster as to who should be the Irish number first 5-8, and at this stage it's Crowley is the man in charge. But Munster, a lot of Munster players felt they were overlooked, but they proved a point last week. So Andy Farrer will now have to try to, you know, get his players up to speed for the game against the All Blacks. Sadly, Connacht missed a few easy kickable penalties, and they lost by a couple of points. And Ulster, they had a good win over the Sharks. Of course, the GAA club scene is coming winding down with county finals happening, but sad news for them Saturday with the news breaking that Tipperary former footballer, goalkeeper and Clan Mare Commercials player Philly Ryan, he was the manager of the Tipperary team, he died suddenly on Saturday, age 56. So I know that his farewell, his sudden death just shocked the whole community. And there was obviously a mark of respect played at all the games over the weekend in his memory. But there was lots of county finals on right around the country, but one that certainly everybody was talking about on Monday, the Kildare county final, where you had a tie up against Naas, and Naas were odds on favours. In fact, they were so odds on favours, the Leinster Football Council had already put the fixture, the next Leinster fixture up online as Naas against the Wexford champions. So you can imagine when a tie heard about this, it gave them that extra bit of motivation. But didn't a tie win? And of course, the captain went up and made a brilliant speech afterwards and said how they were written off. So great celebrations there in a tie, and they'll be going on and playing the Wexford county champions. But you can go online there and get all the different fixtures. Right, we take another song from Mary Black, and a beautiful song. Christy is a good version of this, Bright Blue Rose. If you get a chance to go back onto the RTE Clare Oliver Callan show and listen to that interview he had last week with Mary Black. So he's got his other programs as well, Callan's Kicks, which is well worth the listen. And of course, RTE announced a huge schedule there 2 weeks ago, but the big shot news was that Ray Darcy's program, he's been on with RTE for about 11 years and he's on about 350 grand at one stage, but I think it was down to about 250 for a program. I think it ran from about 3 o'clock till 4:30, 5 days a week. But negotiations broke down when he was told that his contract wasn't going to be extended. So they've revamped the whole program. And of course, the top morning broadcaster has jumped ship and gone to Newstalk. And Newstalk's top afternoon line has gone to RTE to replace Joe Duffy on Live Line. So it's there's still plenty of competition between the big network, RTE, the national broadcaster, and Newstalk, which is used to be owned by Dennis O'Brien, but he's sold out and it's owned by a Dutch media company. So I'm just looking, scanning through other papers here, all that Broadcast outside City West Hotel is dominating all the news as the countdown to the final debate is approaching. Of course, the situation in Ukraine is still getting publicity in Ireland, and one hopes that, you know, peace will come there. And there's still over 100,000 people from Ukraine living in Ireland. And as I mentioned earlier, pretty sad about the tragic death of a young Ukrainian man that was only there in Ireland 2 days when he was killed, and another young asylum seeker arrested, charged with his murder. Obviously, the politicians, they're all big push now on the election, presidential election. There was not a lot of discussion after the budget, of course. Opposition parties saying not enough was done for people that on the breadline, and the government needs to try and get more affordable houses, the same as we have down here. Other breaking news out of Ireland this morning is Limerick 5-time All-Ireland hurling winning captain Declan Hannan retires from inter-county hurling. Of course, Limerick didn't make it to the All-Ireland final this year, but exactly 1/6 of the last 8 All-Ireland finals, but no doubt they'll be back looking for more success next year. Certainly a great team. Sean Keane and a song called O'Reilly.
When first I came unto this country, it was to view the sweet flowers gay. I fell in love with a pretty fair maid. She appeared to me like the Queen of May. I asked her kindly if she would marry, or if she would choose to be a sailor's wife. Oh, no kind sir, I would rather tell. Choose the sweet single life. Oh, fairest creature, the pride of nature, how come you differ from all female kind? For you are you. To marry you, I am much inclined. Oh, no kind sir, since I must tell you, I have been promised these 5 years or more. Like the swan that sails the ocean and making motions with both its wings, your snow breast would make a potion for any lord or an Irish king. You are fitting to be a queen. I wish I was in battle wounded before your beautiful face I had seen. I wish I miles from your native home, or in some valley where none could find you, it's there with you I'd be content to roam. It's there that send to go, I would sail you over to Pennsylvania and bid you to O'Reilly forevermore.
Sean King, of course, brother of Dolores, and a lovely song called O'Reilly. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, broadcasting in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Christchurch on Saturday night, Capity Coast and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday. And greetings to people listening all around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. What else has been happening in Ireland? John, I'm just looking through some of the papers here, but it's all to do with court cases and stuff. There was a man, what was he given? 14 years for stabbing his former girlfriend 50 times. She's a picture of her. Need Kelly outside court yesterday. She thought he'd get more, and she's got life-changing injuries. Huge pages about Catherine Connolly and her connections with former extreme left-wing politicians Mick Wallace and Claire Daly. And, of course, she's they seem to be anti-European, and Heather and her campaign is saying that she's the right woman to lead Ireland forward as pro-European. Of course, Catherine is originally from Galway, was part of the Labour Party, but the story is she fell out of the Labour Party and stood as an independent because the current president, Michael D. Higgins, at one stage said he wasn't going to, due to health issues many years ago, he wasn't going to seek the nomination for the Labour Party in Galway, and then changed his mind. And the hierarchy in the Labour Party sidelined her, but she wasn't for holding back, and she became a TD, an independent TD, and obviously has done really well in politics. And now she's within days of probably winning the election, but apparently there's no love lost between her and the current Uachtaráin, Michael D. Higgins. I'm sure Michael D. Has had these guys playing in Áras and Uachtaráin from time to time, Sharon Shannon and Desi O'Hanlon, and they're going to sing a song called Say You Love Me. Well, I hope Dr. Joe jumping around the house there. Sharon Shannon from Horse County, Clare and Desi O'Halloran. Terry's in Ishbafin, I think, off the Mayo coast with a lovely song called Say You Love Me. Right, I'll have a quick look, as I do each week, at the Farm and Independent to see what it's saying. Humphrey's calling on ex-FIFA chiefs to shore up support for her. There's a lovely picture of 6-month-old Stive Daly from Dublin expecting pumpkins at Elm Grove Farm in County Meath. God, the pumpkins are really as big as herself. And he's certainly used to young Gerald. Right, well, what's happened? Beef price, so I was listening to the great programme countrywide, it's on every Saturday morning, RT, but they spent the most of last Saturday down at Balmart in County Mayo talking about beef prices that are 60% higher than they were a year ago. There's a lovely picture here from Spain. Flocks of sheep are herded through the city central Madrid during the annual Transhumance Festival at the weekend in defence of the historic cattle trails and ancient grazing rights increasingly threatened by urban sheep everywhere. TP compensation caps out of the step with the real value of cattle. Presidential race heats up. Cheerlon, one of the big meat cap processors in Ireland, cuts milk price by 4 cents a litre amid fears processors will drop the price below 40 cents a litre. New Zealand gets a mention here. New Zealand's methane target is cut. Cut is a major step backwards. Scientists say New Zealand's decision to set a less ambitious methane emissions reduction target sets a worrying precedent that other nations may follow, scientists have warned. And of course, the chief scientist to the Prime Minister is a Kerry man, John Roach. John, fantastic man. John's worked here in New Zealand for many years, very well respected. Picture there of Heather smiling, the president for all. What else is happening here? Yes, just looking at the election candidates get quite a bit of publicity. And why this Westmead shorthorn breeder couldn't imagine farm without suckers. This was the issue that was brought up at that Mart and Bell last week about the number of farmers that are getting out of, that have got out of sucklers, wainers, because just the price was so bad up to literally this year. And but there's less and less people farming, and a lot of people at that Mart and Bell are part-time farmers. They're all working nearly full-time as well as farming. Right, we'll move with one more song, Sinead O'Connor, and this is called I'll Be Singing. wonderful Sinead O'Connor, and I'll be singing, bringing us to the end almost of another edition of Ireland Calling. I'm just going to go back here and have a look and see headlines of the paper on Sunday, the Sunday Independent. Humphreys, my Oris rival, profited from misfortune. This was her accusations of Connolly representing banks to evict people from their homes. Heather, of course, worked in a bank with me in the Ulster Bank for many years, and then became manager of the credit union in Cavan before, and she entered local politics. Yeah, they give a lot of publicity here. What else has that been happening there at the weekend? No, they've done stores and big ads for Halloween. A nice picture of Heather with her grandchildren again with the pumpkins, and a couple of people saying who's voting for who. And one guy, David Quinn, he said, "I will vote not to endorse Humphreys, but to stop Catherine Connolly and the very risk she poses," writes David Quinn. So that's it. You know, you've got the election on Friday, and then I'm sure with only three candidates, if Catherine Connolly exceeds the quota on the first count, it's all over, the shouting. But if she doesn't, no doubt Jim Gavin, whatever votes he gets, he will be eliminated. And I'm sure, unless there's a major issue in the debate, which is taking place in a few minutes now in Ireland tonight, Catherine Connolly will be the 10th president of Ireland. So that's it for me. We'll go out tonight with the boys of Bor Nostroja from Arcadia. And I'll be back and same time, same place next week. From me, good night, goodbye, and God bless.
The town climbs the mountain and looks out upon the sea, and sleeping time or waking, 'tis there I long to be, to walk again that kindly street, the place where life begun. Born Nostroja went hunting far around. With cudgels stout, we roamed about to hunt and drolly. We searched for birds and every fern, from water to joy beneath the sky, I found no print or plough, and we boys of Bor Nostroja a hunting far around. And when the hills were bleeding and the rifles were aflame, to the rebel homes of Kerry, the Saxon stranger came. But the men who dare the Oxies are to be the black and tan, where the boys of Bor Nostroja a hunting far. Toast to them tonight, the lads who laughed with me by the groves of Carvin River, on the snows of Beatty, John Dolly and Pat Andy, and the Sheehan's Con and Down. Hunted far around. and wild like how those boys of Bone Shrove who hunted far around. And when the wheel of life runs down and peace comes over me, oh, lay me down in that old town between the hills and sea. I'll take my sleep in those green fields, the place my life began. Hunting far around.